Of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Douglas Valentine. He is the author of the extraordinary book, The Phoenix Program, For the First Time Ever, A Shattering Account of the Most Ambitious and Closely Guarded Operation of the Vietnam War. His website is Douglas Valentine. And if you want to listen to some of his interviews with CIA agents, former CIA agents, you can Google Phoenix Program Document Library. And just before the break, you were talking about how after 9/11 that they have applied the same tactics that they used in the Phoenix Program in Vietnam to other places in the world.
Oh, absolutely. And they even started talking about it in the days after 9/11. And of course, you know, a lot of these things, like the Patriot Act and the Department of Homeland Security, appeared to average Americans to be like rabbits pulled out of a hat. And actually, I guess like Kerry probably said, these things had been in the being constructed and organized for years and years and years prior to 9/11. The Patriot Act appeared like it came out of nowhere, but people had been putting that language together for years and years, and the ideas for how to form the Office of Homeland Security, those things weren't concocted in a minute after 9/11. People had been preparing to do these things ever since Vietnam, and Phoenix was the model for a lot of the wording that was in the Patriot Act, and it was the organizational model for the Department of Homeland Security. What Phoenix Program did in Vietnam was to coordinate about 25 programs that were already in existence, and Phoenix centers were set up in the districts and the provinces, and guys were drawn from the military and the CIA and the State Department, and they were turned into Phoenix officers who manned these posts and coordinated all these other agencies for the purpose of going after what they called the Viet Cong infrastructure. This is exactly, that organizational model is exactly the same organizational model that was upon which the Department of Homeland Security was created. Homeland Security took all these existing organizations and put them under one roof and aimed them at terrorists. And that's what Phoenix was saying it was doing in Vietnam, going after the terrorists. And the same thing happened in the War on Terror. It's exactly the same thing as the Phoenix model. And so, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is that 9/11 always seemed to me to be a very suspicious event, because it enabled all these things that were on the drawing board. It was a pretext for all of them to be implemented in a moment with huge popular support. At the time the Patriot Act was enacted and the Homeland Security was created, everybody was behind it. 90 Bush's standing in the polls went from like 30% to like 90%. And everything he was proposing was accepted by unanimously in Congress and with huge public support. Of course, now everybody, that the dust has settled and the anthrax has gone away, is starting to question, well, what did we give up? What did we do? But it's too late.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. And now it's too late, and because of, and so in a way it just appears like one of the greatest tricks that ever occurred, 9/11. It's just
right.
So eerily
Doug, we do have to go to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back. Sorry to cut you off. Be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Douglas Valentine, the author of The Phoenix Program. His website is douglasvalentine.com. And you were talking about 9/11 and all of the things that were implemented after that, and that people were beginning to ask some questions and wondering what exactly we have given up.
Well, a lot of civil liberties. You talked about the National Defense Authorization Act. That's certainly one example where in the war against terrorism, since 2001, there's been a series of legislative initiatives that have that Congress has pretty much unanimously backed, in which they say that we have to give up some of our civil liberties in order to ensure our security. And these things have happened incrementally, but there's much greater, for one thing, there's much greater secrecy. When I was doing my research into Phoenix, I had a lot of access. I could write a Freedom of Information Act, and within a couple of weeks, somebody would send me something. Nowadays, you can't get anywhere with a Freedom of Information Act. You can't ask the government anything and expect a response. So access to the government, the walls around the government itself, and access to information has been greatly reduced. in because we have to prevent leaks, you know, and stuff like that, which of course is all nonsense. They just don't want average Americans in their business, you know, getting in their way, and they also want to condition us to not expecting answers when we ask questions. And so all these, that's one thing. Another thing is the oppression of whistleblowers. When I was writing my book and thinking about it in the 70s and in the 80s, there were whistleblowers left and right. People in the CIA, even people like Agee and Stockwell were coming out and talking about what the CIA did and what went on inside the secret government. And all through the 80s and even into the 90s, people who were in the government and were aware of the corruption that was going on inside the government felt that they could come out and say something about it. Well, since 9/11, forget it. And it's just getting worse all the time. It's well known that Obama is the worst, the heaviest guy on whistleblowers to come down the pike yet. I mean, it's just, they're freezing anybody in government service from being able to say anything. You have to sign documents. You have to get security oaths. And it's gone into private industry, too. So those are two big, and important features of this new security state that we're entering into. You can't get information from the government, and if you're in the government and you see something wrong going on, you're not allowed to tell. And those are big things.
Absolutely. I have a couple of comments from Joe via email. He said, several years ago, Robert McNamara admitted that the Gulf of Tonkin resolution was a lie and that it never happened. And of course, the media never exposed this story, what he'd said. How do you see that being the exact same thing as what happened with 9/11?
Well, these are, there's a professor named Peter Dale Scott who calls incidences like this, Tonkin Gulf and 9/11 and certain other things, deep events. And they're carefully planned out and constructed events by what I was telling you, talking about earlier, the CIA, the secret apparatus of the government that has unstated goals. And these things are done to affect policies that are not democratic within the country. They're ways of bypassing the will of the people. For example, in 1963 and 64, Lyndon Johnson wanted to go to war with Vietnam because he wanted to open up that part of the world to American investors and industry. But the people didn't really want to do it, so he had to create, through the clandestine branches of the governments, a provoked response. And this is one of the things that the CIA is really good at. It's what they're talking about doing to Iran as we sit here, making it appear that Iran has attacked, you know, Israel or some installation in the United States so that we can wage a war against Iran. Well, that's what happened in the Gulf of Tonkin in 1964. The Navy and the CIA pretended that created the through forged documents and phony communications, actually made it look like the North Vietnamese had attacked an American ship in the Gulf of Tonkin, when actually it never happened. They just constructed this scenario and a little operetta and wrote the script for it, and the media went along with it, and boom, the next thing you know, you have a war. This is pretty standard operating procedure. A lot of people think that 9/11 was the same sort of thing, that perhaps these 19 suicide bombers thought they were working for Al-Qaeda, but maybe they were just maybe it was a false flag operation, and maybe actually through cutouts, the CIA or the Mossad was running these people. We'll never know because the evidence was destroyed and the investigation was cut short. But as recently as 2 days ago, there was a guy on the internet, it went viral on YouTube, talking about how we had to do a create a provoked response incident like Tonkin and like 9/11 in order to begin a war against Iran. This stuff happens all the time. We know
right.
it happens.
We know where it happened,
and you got to look for it to happen again.
Right. And yet, a few years later, after the Gulf of Tonkin incident, the Israelis bombed the USS Liberty, and we didn't hear a word about it.
Well, yeah, you know, Israel gets a pass. And it's very interesting to notice that in the summer of 1967, when Phoenix was created, that was the beginning of the 67 war with Israel, too. And at the same moment that under the Johnson administration, which had arranged for the Gulf of Tonkin incident and also created Phoenix, a lot of these things, the pieces for the current national security state and its relationship to Israel went into effect in that summer of 1967. And also I should note that under Johnson, in very, very soon after that, in March of 1968, was the reorganization of the Bureau of Narcotics into the Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs and the Department of Defense and explosion of the war on drugs. So a lot of screwy things happened that year in 67. Around the, I can't remember when the Liberty was. What year was that?
June 8th, 1967.
Yeah, you know, that's, Phoenix was created in June of 1967. So a lot of strange things happened around that, in that period of time. And I don't think it's any coincidence. It was also at that period of time when the CIA created its Operation Chaos, which was its domestic spying operation, which was run out of a vault in the basement of the CIA, and in which the CIA spied on some 300,000 Americans. The vault, that room in the where Operation Chaos was being conducted, was actually eventually turned into the CIA's first Office of Terrorism. So, and of course, initially, terrorism is described as the Palestinians seeking their freedom from Israel. You
right.
know, so a lot of things got turned around at that particular point in time. And for historians, it's a really significant period to see who was in charge of the secret government and behind all these things, which, of course, culminate in 9/11 and the beginning of the eternal war on terror in the Department of Homeland Security.
Now, the U.S. government and the CIA installed a government in South Vietnam under Nguyen Diem. And do you suppose that the CIA has also installed high people in our own government, including the president?
Where?
In this government in the United States. Do you suppose that the CIA has a handle or some sort of participation in choosing the politicians for today, the presidential politicians?
I know it's true. I don't have a suspicion. It's absolutely true. And if you look at what goes on structurally, the way the system is set up, for example, in Congress, you have intelligence committees, and there are senators on these intelligence committees, and they get elected, and they come into the intelligence committee, and they don't have a clue about what's going on in the world.
Doug, we do have to take a real quick break. I hate to stop this, but we will be right back. This is fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Douglas Valentine. He is the author of The Phoenix Program. His website is douglasvalentine.com. And, Doug, you were talking about what is going on in the government today and about some of the intelligence committees that they didn't know quite what was going on in the rest of the world, but please continue. Sorry I had to cut you off.
Okay. Some of these things are a little involve some, you know, explanation. It's really, to some extent, you need a degree in the CIA to understand this stuff. But let's just take the Patriot Act. In the days after 2001, all of a sudden, this appears in Congress as proposed legislation. But do Congress people, senators and congressmen, are they the ones who write this kind of legislation? Well, no. It's CIA officers who write it. And like I was saying, if some senator from North Dakota, let's say, who only knows about the politics of North Dakota, ends up on the Intelligence Committee, he doesn't know about the Phoenix Program. He doesn't know about psychological warfare or black propaganda or the building blocks for administrative detention and the legal aspects of that. It's only CIA people who've been involved with this stuff for 30 years who know all the intricacies. And they are very carefully selected to become the staff people on these intelligence committees. They have a higher security clearance. The CIA people who form the staff the congressional staffs and the intelligence committee have higher security clearances than the congressmen. They're looking at raw data, intelligence that's coming in from CIA stations around the world, and the congressmen themselves aren't cleared to see this stuff. Only their CIA staff people are. So what you have really is a U.S. Congress that's captive to its the bureaucrats in the CIA and the Pentagon who understand this stuff. And there's maybe two or three senators in the United States who understand this stuff at the same level that the CIA itself does. And they go along with it for political reasons. And then they say to the junior senators on the Republican side, we need you to back this legislation. And those guys, without having any idea, they haven't read the Patriot Act, they haven't read the National Authorization, Defense Act, they just salute and say, okay, my party bosses want me to do this. Behind the scenes, it's actually the CIA bureaucrats who are controlling everything in the country that has to do with national security. And they're doing it through the executive branches of the government, again, the CIA and the military. People who are there for 20, 30, 40 years, congressmen come and go every 4 years, every 6 years. These other people are part of what's called the national security state. They run the country, not the elected officials. They're the ones who keep this national security state moving on the same track that it's been going since World War II, which is to consolidate America's military control over the world and, of course, to the end of improving America's economy by having its industries expand around the world so that the politicians can say, okay, yes, I promise you jobs. And the CIA and the military said, we're going to guarantee that these jobs become available. And that's how this sort of secret fascist government that we have works in a very capsulized explanation.
Right. Now, the leader that they put in South Vietnam, they also allowed him to be assassinated. And that was just about the same time, I think it was after the assassination of JFK. Do you see the CIA having a part in the assassination of JFK as well as Mossad?
Well, I suspect that there were people in the CIA and the military who were involved, and they could have been involved in the same way that security forces are always involved. And that's by letting it happen. They might have seen that a plot was brewing and just let it go forward, but I don't have any proof. And as an investigator, I can't say that something's a fact if I don't have proof. And when it comes to JFK, I don't have any proof. I know that the CIA was involved in allowing the generals in Vietnam to assassinate Diem. That's a fact. Everybody knows
right.
That's proof. They know that a CIA officer named Lucien Conin was in direct contact with JFK's security advisors, and that they organized the generals that killed Diem and gave them funding and promised that they would back them afterwards. So everybody pretty much knows for a fact that the CIA killed Diem with the approval of the Kennedy White House. Whether something else was going on within the CIA, that at the same time was working against Kennedy, I just don't have any proof, although everything points to the fact that the assassination of JFK was a deep political event that was
All right.
orchestrated and that it was meant to shift power from the Kennedy faction to the Lyndon Johnson faction so that the Vietnam War would go forward.
All righty, we do have to take a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Douglas Valentine, the author of The Phoenix Program. His website is douglasvalentine.com. And do be sure to look at the Phoenix Program document library and just Google that in and see all of the files there. And we do have a couple of files linked on today's date in my on my radio schedule page. One of our listeners wants to know if you know about a paper entitled Preparing for a Post-Israel Middle East. It's an 82-page analysis. Are you familiar with that paper? Doug, are you there? Did we lose Doug? Okay. Anyway, Joe wants to know, how can we trust anything that comes from the government, especially the CIA? Okay, are we back? Doug? Oh, okay, he doesn't hear me. Okay. Anyway, this is an 82-page analysis that concludes that the American national interest is fundamentally at odds with that of Zionist Israel. The authors conclude that Israel is currently the greatest threat to U.S. national interest because its nature and actions prevent normal U.S. relations with Arab and Muslim countries and, to a growing degree, the wider international community. And the study was commissioned by the U.S. intelligence community, comprising of 16 American intelligence agencies, and which may or may not be a CIA vassal. Oh, okay. I wonder why. Okay, let me just send him a text message.
I tried to reconnect, Anna. We were just having some kind of problem with the internet.
Oh, okay, so we're having an internet problem. Well, this is interesting. One thing I was going to ask Doug, and I hope that he can get back on or we can reconnect or whatever, is the drugs, the exportation of drugs in Vietnam after or during the war. And I also wanted to talk to him about, of course, the businesses that were interested in Vietnam, and because he earlier talked about the resources and all these great resources that natural resources that the U.S. had. And of course, the war allowed the corporations to go in and take over these resources and employ the cheap labor that was there. The people in Vietnam actually had a pretty decent existence. There were a lot of farmers. There were a lot of agrarian people. People who raised things had been in the same place for generation after generation. And do we have Doug back yet or no?
I'm here.
Oh, Doug. Okay, I thought we lost you. Okay.
Well, you did for a little while, but now we've reconnected.
Oh, super. Okay. One of our listeners wants to know, his name is Joe, and he asks if you know anything about a paper entitled Preparing for a Post-Israel Middle East. It's an 82-page analysis that concludes that the American national interest is fundamentally at odds with that of Zionist Israel. Are you familiar with that paper?
No, I'm not. When was it written?
Apparently, it's pretty recent. Maybe Joe will give us some more information about that via email. But I did want to talk about the exportation of drugs out of Vietnam, and can you compare that with the exportation of drugs out of Afghanistan?
Oh, absolutely. And I happen to, you know, have written books about this stuff, and I actually went to Vietnam in 1991, and then from Vietnam I went up to Thailand, where I interviewed a guy named Tony Po, who was a very famous CIA officer who lived in worked in Laos for many, many years, and I also saw another CIA officer named Bill Young, and they both told me about how the CIA ran the drug business out of the Golden Triangle. I mean, everybody knows for a fact that the CIA basically organized and ran drug trafficking out of the Golden Triangle area of Burma, Thailand, and Laos for about 15 or 20 years. Actually started in 1951 through 1975 up there in what was called the Golden Triangle, and it allowed, and I actually have documents proving this, that it actually allowed its generals in Vietnam, the guys who were on its payroll in Vietnam, to profit from importing and exporting drugs and even on a massive scale, and selling heroin to U.S. troops in Vietnam and making a fortune doing it, and how the CIA allowed this to happen for years and years and years, and all during the Vietnam War. And then, of course, the same exact thing has happened in Afghanistan since 2001, where the CIA has allowed its warlords who are backing the CIA in Afghanistan, contrary to the will of the Afghan people. You have to give these guys some enticement to sell out their own country. And as in Vietnam, so in Afghanistan, the CIA is allowing its warlords to make fabulous amount of money through the drug trade and investing their profits in Swiss banks and Cayman Island accounts like the kind that Mitt Romney has, you know, offshore accounts where nobody's ever going to know about it. And they contribute. The CIA is probably the biggest contributor to biggest drug dealer in the world to this $300 billion a year industry. All of those dollars are laundered through banks that are owned largely by rich, wealthy industrialists and bankers, and who are the people who are profiting off this drug war more than anybody else in the world.
Right. So you're basically saying that it's the big industrialists who are using the U.S. military under false pretenses to go into, like, Afghanistan to catch Osama bin Laden and into Iraq, where basically these people are making what you say $300 billion a year, and they launder this money, and they are profiting. American soldiers are dying.
Yeah, and this is pretty well known. This is not, you know, some kind of revelation. This has been documented, and to the extent that it can be investigated. In Vietnam, we know it for a fact. There's no question. The evidence has all been there. Unfortunately, you can't talk to a lot of these Vietnamese generals, but there is a paper trail. Whether or not there'll actually be a paper trail to all these Afghan warlords is something to be seen. I mean, it's one of the reasons why it's so hard for the United States to get out of these wars that it starts. What does it do with all the corrupt people on its payroll afterwards? You know, you got to make arrangements for them. Noriega, of course, made hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars in the drug business for 20 years, and all that time he was on the CIA payroll. And the only way they could get rid of him was to invade Panama and put him in jail. So the CIA has to go to some great lengths at times in order to cover its tracks. It wasn't able to do it in Vietnam. We know what happened there. It covered its tracks in Panama by invading the country and putting Noriega in prison. What it will do in Afghanistan, I don't know, but I know that's one of the big problems that the government faces, is how is it going to cover up all the crime that's been involved in there for the last 10 years, especially drug crimes.
Right. Now, isn't the American president, from either party, aware of all this drug dealing, and isn't he just a figurehead and basically the CEO of a corporate country?
Yeah, sure. The president's a figurehead in the sense that he gets to stand on the bridge of this big ship and say, I'm in charge, and today I'm going to serve lobster. But that's about the extent of the decisions he gets to make in terms of national security. Again, there are people who run the national security state, the ship of state, who've been in there for 30, 40 years, and they have drawn up plans and contingency plans and plans for the future that go 20, 30 years into the future about where America industry is going to go, what its military priorities are. It has to have bases, certain bases around the world. It has to maintain those bases. It has to expand those bases. And a president has nothing to say about that. And this is one of the reasons why Israel is backed, because Israel is one of the biggest American bases. It's virtually an American base in the Middle East. And the United States craves and needs the oil in the Middle East. And so, no matter how many crimes Israel commits, and it commits zillions of crimes all the time, every day, it's stealing people's properties and land, and it has a huge concentration camp called the Gaza Strip with about 3 million people in it. All these things are allowed to happen because the United States needs Israel as a military base so it can get access to all that Middle East oil. And this is the way our country is organized, and that's the way business is conducted. And a guy like Obama comes along, and maybe if he's lucky, he can institute he can tweak health care a little bit in the country. He can tweak little things here and there, but he doesn't have anything to say about where the United States is going militarily. Those things have been decided 20 years ago and 20 years into the future.
Now, you mentioned that the U.S. needs Israel for military bases. I don't know of a military base in Israel, but I do know of a lot of military bases in Iraq. Would you say instead that maybe Israel via AIPAC controls America?
Well, I think that it controls America more than probably any other country has. You know, it has more influence on the United States than probably any other country. But I'm one of those people who believes that Israel although it certainly has a lot of influence, that the United States has a greater influence over Israel than Israel does over the United States. Although it annoys me immensely that it gets away with all its crimes, and I think that's the quid pro quo, is that it's actually serving the interests of the United States in ways that are unstated and off the radar screen, and particularly, I see it as a military base for the United States because we give it something like $3 billion every year in military aid.
Okay.
And that military aid is directed against America's enemies, which just happens to be Israel's enemies at the same time. You know, I mean, right now it's the CIA and the Mossad are working together to overthrow Assad. You know, the Israelis and the Mossad have agent networks through the Middle East that are vastly superior to the CIA's agent networks. So the CIA relies on the Mossad for paving the ground in terms of like invading Iraq or invading Iran or conducting operations into Libya or Syria or Turkey or any of those nations in the Middle East. The CIA relies on the Mossad and its agent networks, and in that sense, the Mossad and Israel provide an invaluable service to the United States.
Right. Do you think that the Mossad had something to do with 9/11?
Personally, yeah. I can't prove it, but that was, you know, that was my feeling, you know,
okay.
in conjunction with the CIA, or certainly people like the people who were in that project for a new American century, the ones who wrote that paper in the year 2000 saying that we needed a new Pearl Harbor, guys like Wolfowitz and Pearl and Cheney and Rumsfeld, who were part of that project for a new American century, they were actually calling for a new Pearl Harbor a year before 9/11 happened. And a lot of those people have dual American Israeli citizenship. So in that sense, I think that Israel has incredible amount of influence on the United States, but I think at the same time the national security state, the U.S. national security state, is on the same page with those Israelis. They have the same objective, and even though it's really disturbing to see a foreign country have so much influence on our political processes, I think that that's just like sort of the reflection of the light on the top of the lake. I think deep down below, none of us average American citizens have a whole lot of have any influence really on where the national security state is taking this country.
Right. Now, we were talking earlier about what they did in Vietnam. What was the life of the average Vietnamese citizen like before we went in? Wasn't it much better? And didn't they pretty much all become very poverty-stricken after the war and,
yeah,
say, in the 70s and 80s?
Yeah, the war just, you know, completely disrupted their lives prior to that. And like I said, I've been to Vietnam. I've been in the villages. You know, it's not like life here. There's not the highway systems. There's not the road systems. And there's not the communication systems that unite the United States and allow it to be such an industrial powerhouse. There really was no industry in Vietnam. Rice was a big industry. And rice is a very labor-intensive work. I mean, you got to get out there and in the rice paddies and roll up your pants and get bend over. And there's no way you can automate it. So life in Vietnam is very rural, very agrarian. Communities were very much self-sustaining, and there was the culture was very, very deep and very ingrained, and the central government had very little reach into those villages. And yet, when the United States and the French, basically ripped off all the profits that the country produced.
Right. Doug, we do have to go to our last 3-minute break. We will be right back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
I never thought I would experience what I have by being on the RNA drops. Since I started the drops, I've gotten married, started 3 businesses, and feel limitless. My name is Brandon, and I've always been a skeptic because one of my companies is an investment firm, so we look at the facts. I was presented a bottle of RNA drops without any documentation in 2010 and began taking them due to highly reliable sources and their recommendations, and things quickly progressed. My life seemed brighter, and then one day it happened. I was working in my office on a sunny morning, and my spiritual body did a 360-degree backflip and softly landed back in my chair. And that was the day it began. That was my bread of life. To view this patented product, go to freeRNANow.com. That's freeRNANow.com, and begin your ascension process. God bless.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Welcome back. Our guest today has been Douglas Valentine. His website is douglasvalentine.com. He is the author of the extraordinary book, The Phoenix Program. I recommend that everyone buy a copy of that book or get it from your library. Read it. Doug, you were talking about the average life of the citizens in Vietnam. And it's my understanding that the U.S. sanctioned those citizens until they accepted the World Trade Organization, and so they were under sanctions from the time that the war ended until about, 1994?
Yes, that's the dates are pretty close. And actually, when I was in Vietnam in 1991, the people, the Vietnamese people that I was with, were telling me how the CIA was sending in agents who were looking for MIAs, guys, deserters. Who there were about 55 at that time. Soldiers left who had deserted and were living in Vietnam with Vietnamese wives and living on farms and stuff like that. And as a condition for normalizing relations with the United States. And at the time I was in Vietnam, there were still no diplomatic relations, and I had to get a visa through the BBC and through London. That as part of as a precondition for normalized relations, that the CIA was saying that U.S. government was saying that the Vietnamese had to turn these deserters over or actually assassinate them and get them out of way as a matter of honor for the United States. And from everything I know, that actually happened.
Oh, my. Okay, so and the average citizen now is very poor because the people the Vietnamese who sold out their country got rich. The rich got richer, and the regular people just are just working and providing cheap labor for the multinational corporations. Would you compare that to what is happening in this country, where the multinational companies have gone elsewhere for more cheap labor?
That is the root cause. That's why Phoenix is being implemented. The world, there's more people, there's fewer resources, and the rich, who are basically, you know, the rich industrialists who basically own the CIA, the CIA is their private police force, are putting up walls around themselves, and you know, and taking steps through administrative detention and all these security laws that are being put on the books in order to build walls around themselves and push all the rest of us out into poverty. I mean, it's why the middle class is disappearing here in the United States, and why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and that's just the way things are trending. And eventually the world's going to end up looking like South Africa and Israel, and with Bantustans, where there's very few rich people in walled communities, and the rest of us on the outside living in poverty, wishing we could get in.
Wow.
With private security forces and huge prisons all over the place, making sure that the new world order stays the way it is. That's where things are heading.
Well, we've run out of time, Doug. I hope that we can do this again. It's been wonderful having you on the program. I really like your book. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope I provide some new information and maybe some insights. You're a great host.
Oh, you are fabulous. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.